This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. Card addiction is a real and serious issue. Just look at me, I'm so big on cards that it's taken over my life. I've got collector's albums laying around everywhere, the windows are covered by sheets and sheets of cards, I even sleep in a giant plastic card sleeve. They say the best way to deal with a fever is to feed it more warmth though, right? That's why I'm just playing more card-focused games like Dungeon Drafters. Surely that'll help. Surely. We'll continue with the review in a bit after I buy some more booster packs. In the fantastic world of Four Corners, the land was once enriched by four elemental archetypes. Recently, though, those archetypes are gone and things are looking pretty ominous at the ominously named Isle of Doom. It comes down to adventurers to take their magical cards, raid the tower on the Isle of Doom and defeat an ancient evil once and for all. You've probably played games like this before by now. Dungeon Drafters, on first glance, is a turn-based roguelike. You'll go from room to room battling baddies, collecting loot and doing your best to preserve your health because healing isn't particularly forthcoming in a lot of cases. Combat is akin to something like Tactics Ogre, where characters and enemies have their own phases to move and act. You'll need to pay attention to enemies' movements and intentions, which are visible in advance, in order to make the most of your turns. So far, so standard for this genre, and heaven knows we've seen plenty of this sort of game lately. Where Dungeon Drafters differs is the implementation of CCG-style decks that can be used to enhance your character's abilities, launch special attacks and more. Your initial character choice is as much about the cards you'd like to use as the sort of hero you'd like to play. For instance, I found myself particularly fond of the Brawler's combination of area control and melee strikes. There's something addictive about rounding up a bunch of baddies before unleashing an area effect fire slam that both takes them all out and restores itself for further use. You can also collect additional cards, adding them to your deck in order to customize it to your liking and creating some sick nasty combos. Dungeon Drafters' aesthetic leans into the easy-to-pick-up-and-play nature of roguelikes. It's cute without being twee and colorful while remaining clear enough that you can tell what's going on. There's also pretty effective controller support, which makes the game a solid choice for the Steam Deck and which represents a fantastic improvement from the initial demo we saw back at Steam Next Fest. There's plenty of competition in the genre, but Dungeon Drafters stands out as a great choice for fans of rogues, roguelikes, cards and card-based roguelikes. If you're looking for a new run-based game to chew up an hour or so every now and then, you could do a lot worse. It's an especially great choice for CCG aficionados, and based on how such people know me not just by name, but by scent at the local card store, I definitely think that applies to me. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.